Hi, my name is JJ, or you can call me Johnny.
I work with South Park Valley Youth Corps, and I don't really have a story, but I have a lot to say. And what I have to say is that South Park is surrounded by pollution, both by a freeway, an airway, and the old Boeing industry. And all those create noise and air pollution for the environment, and it's not good for the environment. And we also have the highest asthma rates out of anyone in Washington. And because of all the pollution, I don't think we have enough trees. Because the pollution, I don't think trees would be able to survive even if we planted them. Because the trees we have right now are all wilting or dead.
And is this a picture you drew?
Yeah. Here?
Would you tell me about it?
Yeah, I drew South Park on one side and the community. I drew kids with asthma and the trees. And then I drew the river on one side of us, and I drew the freeway, the airway, and Boeing. And the river is also polluted, but I swim in it. It's fun.
You swim in the Duwamish River?
Yeah, I also row in the Duwamish River, which is another reason I swim there, because it's fun. But I'm a coxswain for the Duwamish Rowing Club.
What is it like swimming in the Duwamish?
It's actually kind of relaxing. Even the river itself is not polluted, but the sand is. Like, the different sediments are polluted because Boeing dumps their waste into the Duwamish River, and because of the air pollution and all the oil that comes off the cars, it also gets into the sand and pollutes. So
if you don't touch the sand and you just touch the water, it's okay?
You can touch the sand, you just don't want to like roll around in it and like dig and put it on yourself, even though I do a lot. People say that you can get rashes and stuff from the Duwamish River, but I don't believe it because, you know, even though it's polluted, I've done a lot of, like, swimming and digging and building sandcastles, and not once have I gotten sick. But I still believe it's not safe for us. And the Duwamish Valley Youth Corps is doing a lot to help restore the river in South Park. We're going around making rain gardens. Rain gardens help purify the water. You have different sediments that help, like, purify the water. Like, it goes through different levels of sediment. And then the plants also do the same thing. So that's one thing that we're doing to help. We're going around picking up even the littlest bits of trash, like cigarette buds and little things like that, and big things too. But where I live, I live next to a bunch of drug houses. And whenever I go out on a walk, I always smell weed. It's not very good. And that's also mixed with gasoline. But when we go over to my house to pick up trash, we find a bunch of needles and, yeah. My mom is president of the neighborhood association. And she's the one who helped me sign up for the South Park Valley Youth Corps. And I like the South Park Valley Youth Corps. And I love helping the community. But one thing that I don't like about the community is the fact that we have so many drug houses. And my mom has been working with the police a lot to help get rid of them. And I am supporting her on that. And
how do you know there are drug houses?
There was a drive-by shooting a few weeks ago, and it was literally on the other side of the street from my house.
This one's scary.
I didn't even know at first. I thought it was fireworks because a lot of dumb people set off fireworks. But yes, it was scary when I found out. But one thing I've learned to do because of the drug houses, I've learned to push down the emotion because, like, I get scared of them, but the police officers tell me to don't act scared, put your chin up and walk straight. It helps a lot, but there's a lot of things wrong with South Park, and we've been working really hard to get rid of them. For the Seattle Globalist, I am JJ.